Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. We're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And today we are joined by Stephanie and Cecily. Maybe Cecily. We'll see for in a bit.
Hopefully.
Cooperates and she's back. Stephanie and Cecily of the Rose Pricks podcast. Welcome.
Yay. Welcome,
Thank
guys.
You. I'm super excited. We had you guys on our podcast a few weeks ago, and that was a big hit.
So oh, good.
And you.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, excited to introduce you guys to our audience. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have a little warm-up questions.
We have some warm-up questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. So who is your favorite Bachelor or Bachelorette lead?
Okay. That's a very good question because heretofore, I'm not sure if I had one. Well, my Bachelorette, I really liked Rachel. She was my favorite. And I also like all of her shenanigans post-Bachelorette-dom. And then second to her was Caitlin, which is probably a little controversial. But I really liked her season because...
Same.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I thought she was very... I liked her. She was funny. I liked the fact that she slept with Nick, like in the middle. I thought that was a good, she set a precedent that we can, why do we have to do this, antiquated, like only have sex in the fantasy suite where you're allowed to. Anyway, I like that. And then for the guys, I think Joey is now my favorite.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say Jerry.
Who?
Oh,
you're gonna say Jerry.
Oh, Gary. Gary.
Gary. Sorry, Gary.
No. Gary was not my favorite. I think I was thinking that Joey was a little low key for the Bachelor role, but now I've decided since this episode where he showed a bit of his insecure side, I don't know. I thought he was very endearing.
Agree.
Yeah.
Everybody know this?
I think I have the same answer as you, honestly, Rachel and Caitlin. I thought Caitlin was like super honest, which was very refreshing. She was real. She did a big no-no by having sex with somebody before fantasy. So she was like, I think one of the coolest bachelorettes at the time for sure.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I don't even know. What's my favorite bachelorette season? I think my favorite bachelor. Okay, my favorite Bachelor season was Colton's because it was messy.
Oh, it was great. Real messy.
It was fantastic television.
Oh, wait, Colton or Clayton?
Colton. Clayton was boring.
I just felt like post Colton season, you're like, well, you were gay, so.
Oh yeah, that's why everybody left.
That's why everybody left. Yeah. He had like five girls exit. Yeah,
he jumped the fence. They called the girl's dad. He ended up being a crazy stalker. I mean, it was like crazy. It was really wild.
Yeah, postseason.
Postseason was horrific, but the season itself, like watching the season, that was my favorite Bachelor season for sure. And then Bachelorette, probably Rachel. I really like Michelle too. I like Rachel and Michelle. I thought Michelle's season was really nice.
Michelle was great.
She was good. She was good at it. What's your favorite dating show of all time?
I like Love is Blind. I love it. I get so excited when the new season starts. I don't know, there's something about it that I just absolutely love. I think maybe because it's Netflix, and although there are some other shows that are on streaming, but I like the fact that they swear, that they have real conversations. I just think it's definitely produced, obviously, but I just think it's good. I think it's very addictive. What about you guys?
Yeah, agreed. At last episode we had on Dr. Viviana from Married at First Sight.
And I do love Married at First Sight too.
Yeah, Married at First Sight is great, but she's also a big Love is Blind fan. And she said that Love is Blind has the biggest what if factor, because you're waiting to see if the people say yes or no, and they are waiting to see if they say yes or no until the day of. And so it kind of keeps you on your toes in that way. It's nice.
I love the moment too where they first see each other, because I love first of all, love is not blind. So I love
hello.
I don't know if you guys, I'm older than both of you. So back in my day, when there were no dating apps, I actually fell for a guy just based on his phone voice. And it was like, wow. I worked at this company and I dealt with this guy who lived in New York and
he
talked all the time. And I started to think that I had like real feelings for this guy. I mean, I was like, this could be my person, you know, and he literally flew out to visit me. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God. You had your Love is Blind reveal. Oh, that's shit. So crazy.
Always look, check their faces for clues, you know, because they're on TV. So they have to be like, hi.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Like, oh, no.
Not into it.
Yeah.
My type. You know, you see it in their face. And when then, and then you see that plastered on smile where they're like, no, it's really good. And then the person's like, so what do you think? Like, am I what you expected? And they're like, yeah, even better. Like, it's
I know. Don't ask. Oh, God. That's hilarious.
And then last question is, what celebrity are you low-key always checking in on?
What celebrity am I always checking in on? That's a good question. Well, my latest one is, Jeremy White from...
The Bear and all that?
The Bear,
I'm like high-key obsessed with him and all of his Calvin Klein ads and The Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White,
he posts the new ad, or I'm like,
that's a good one.
I keep that up here.
Yeah, after I watched The Bear, I went through like a phase too, where I was just like looking up things and like, who is this person? I didn't realize he has two kids and he's dating Rosalia.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Like, oh, he's like really interesting. Two kids, like former wife, like divorced, and he's like not that old.
Recently divorced. It's kind of sad.
Recently.
It's a little messy.
Since The Bear.
Since The Bear?
He's married. And then I was like, oh, no, he's not. Not for long.
Dang.
He's getting divorced. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know it was that recent. Yeah.
Yeah. He's also a short king. I mean, he's like 5'7".
Yeah, he's not that tall. He doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
He's interesting, yeah.
I know. Got a lot of sex appeal packed in. A little compact.
I know. Oh, my God. Anyways, let's talk The Bachelor episode 6. Yep. Mm-hmm. Poor Joey's getting... He looks so tired and haggard.
Poor thing.
This whole episode, he looks so over it. Oh, my God.
Box of tissues and a couch, a leather couch. Lay on and talk to someone.
I feel like he needed like a day off or something. Like they were really dragging him through. Like he really just needed a nap and like just an afternoon to himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just to recharge.
Just to rot for a little bit. He was giving me like strong introvert vibes. Like he's like dying for an afternoon alone. And just give him that and he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But he just doesn't look like he's been refreshed or recharged in a hot minute.
His social battery is definitely drained.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And you know when you get really tired and it starts making you emotional and then you feel like you're getting a little depressed maybe? I felt like that was his whole thing with like, I don't even know if it's going to work out.
Yeah.
He's just like, hold up.
poor thing. That's so true. Oh,
gosh.
Oh, God. Yeah, Justine, did you have any other initial thoughts for this episode? Yeah. Anything you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. So these are my two favorites that got a one-on-one. Kelsey A? Yeah. No.
Kelsey T.
Both of them. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, either Kelsey. And Maria. Maria is my favorite. I want Maria to be the Bachelorette so bad. Same. So bad. And so this is my ideal episode, to be quite honest. And then as far as my lessons learned, what I want to talk about today, as the Bachelor, how vulnerable do you have to be? Because when when Kelsey was talking about her father today during the date, they didn't edit in, or he did not say anything about his dad. And I was like, isn't your parents divorced and your dad was gay? And like, wasn't there friction? I would imagine there was a little friction there, but I don't know. I don't know how. And then he's like, you know, just wants to be by himself. Like you said, Natasha just wants to be alone for a day and watch a movie, and he can't. And he has to like put on this smiling face for everyone and be the chameleon that we knew he was from charity season. And that is definitely weighing on him. So just wondering how vulnerable you have to be as the lead, or do you have to let everybody else be vulnerable before you?
Can I, can I just say that possibly the reason why he didn't bring up his dad at that time was because Kelsey T was discussing a really negative thing with her dad, like how she was really close to him. And then he disappeared, you know, they had a difference of opinion about religion, which I'm dying to know. Cecily and I were talking about this.
We found it. Yeah.
Because like normal Christianity is not like, no, you can't go to college. You can't like, so we were trying to figure out what that deal was, but isn't it possible that Joey didn't want to bring up his dad because he wasn't trying to one up like, oh, I had, it was a really negative thing. Like he's positive about his dad. He's like, yeah, he's like, my dad's living his whole life and he's gay. And maybe he didn't want to compare it to like, yeah, it's really sad that my dad is gay.
I don't think he had to say it like that. I think he could have said it in a way that he related to, maybe even because Kelsey was talking about coming back with her dad, which I thought was really dope, and like going to the movies with him and calling him. He could have like hopped on that and said, oh well, I don't know, because I actually don't know the situation, so I don't know where he could have interrupted. But
my go ahead.
My read on that scene was that they might have edited out.
I think so too.
There was a second where Kelsey said, I think it was in her confession or like interview afterwards, where she said something about like Joey can relate or Joey can understand. And then it reminded me, I was like, oh wait, he does have like a dad thing as well. So I feel like they might've talked about it, but it just wasn't addressed, or they just didn't show it.
But I would have,
which is weird. I don't know why they wouldn't show that, because that would have been nice to remind the audience that like they can connect on this.
I remember what was the season? It wasn't now I'm gonna mess up, because it was, there was a season where both people talked about their dads dying. It wasn't
was that Becca? Becca Kufrin?
I think it was Katie. It was Katie and Greg. And Greg had like a date, and they both talked about the fact that their dads had died. Now, I made fun of it at the time, because Katie's dad had died like many years before, and Greg's dad had died recently, and she very much tried to act like she kind of poo-pooed his dad dying way more recently, and was like comparing, very much talking about her own trauma. Yeah, she was definitely being the lead character, even though she was the Bachelorette. But you know what I mean? She didn't let any of the guys. Anytime there was any kind of trauma dumping, hers was in there too, which was really interesting. So yeah, I agree with you that they could have had Joey, you know, talk about himself more, or edit it in,
edit it in a little bit. Other thoughts I had for this episode, just off the top, Lexi and her conversation. I feel like people are very split. I see people being like, she should have been here, or you know, she left too prematurely, just like having a lot of feelings about her decision. I appreciated this conversation on time.
Same. Yes.
I was so happy to see somebody yes. get real. I'm sure this conversation comes up during fantasy suites, but that feels a little bit late. So I definitely, I appreciate her bringing this up. I didn't think some of the things I was seeing online, people like, she left too prematurely. She shouldn't have been here if she knew about timing, blah, blah, blah.
What?
I don't agree with,
this is the ideal show for her to go on. If she's short on time, they expedite the time. What?
Yeah, I would think.
Oh, people are weird. Okay.
My only thing was that I didn't think she gave him a chance to speak. But I was not sure if she just wanted to leave. Because when she first told him, and this comes back later, he said to her, he basically was like, my timing wasn't set in stone. He's like, if you're asking me like what my ideal timing is, like what I have in my head, it's this. But then later he says to her, I thought like when you're asking me, like, it just depends on the person. You know what I mean? Like, you have extenuating circumstances. That does, like, remember when he says, when you first told me, I was like, oh, okay, does this girl want to have kids right away? He didn't say it like it was such a negative thing. Like, oh gosh, well, I'm not going to have kids with her right away. He seemed pretty open, and she didn't give him a chance to go, listen, if it works out with us, then of course we're going to do what's right for you. And I can speed up my timing. She didn't give him a chance. She was like, I made my decision and now I'm
going. So I thought, sure,
if it was an excuse to go.
Yeah. I thought for her, I thought she was thinking like, us meeting in the middle is going to be tough. She's looking to get married. Like, it seems like she wants to get engaged, married, babies, like pretty quickly. When he's talking about 2 to 3 years engagement, then 2 to 3 years marriage, like, so he's talking 6 years out. She's talking about 1 year out. Meeting in the middle, that's a big compromise. That's a big compromise for either one of them. So I thought she maybe just made a calculated decision. Like, I don't want to force you to speed up and I don't want to slow down. So we'll just, take the L or something. I don't know. We'll talk more about it when we get there. And then, as far as what I want to talk about, does the avoidance of serious topics like timing, religion, et cetera, does it just expose the impracticality of this show? Because here we get a moment of a serious topic happening and just the practicality of this relationship and the logistics of like how these relationships even work really came up, in my mind at least. So I would love to discuss that a little bit further on in the episode. So before we dive into the recap, I do have some Bachelor Nation news.
Oh no.
not too much. So Nick Viall has a new TV show with one of our dramatic faves. So we'll talk about it. and I would love to hear your thoughts, Stephanie, on Nick Viall. That man in general. We also have a lot of babies happen, a lot of babies being born, or a lot of gender reveal stuff going on Bachelor Nation and Love is Blind. So we'll love to talk about that. And just a check-in on the whole gender reveal world. haven't checked in on this in a while. Would love to hear your thoughts. And then my last bit of news is Reddit got to digging, or I guess TikTok got to digging on Joey's college past.
It's probably awful.
A little something.
I can't wait to hear.
A little something, if you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy Bachelor Nation news segment, join the Rose Garden over on Patreon. Patreon, you can also watch us on video. You can join us for our current rewatch of Millionaire Matchmaker. Having a lot of fun over there. And you can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. So check that out. Shout out to the Rose Garden, our beloved Patreon community. We love you guys.
Because I accidentally started watching it like last week. I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I thought it was current. So
no.
The show in so long. So I was watching this and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And then I somehow tried to do like a Google, like a where are they now? And it was like everything was very different. And then some, and I was trying to tell my husband, like, oh my God, mm-hmm. Millionaire Matchmaker still on and it's really good.
Mm-hmm. The fashion gives it away.
You can tell by the eyeshadow alone. This is from 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then I was 15 and I was like, oh, 2015 or 14 or 30. I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, about a decade off. Mm-hmm. So we're in Montreal, which is exciting. Yep. One of my best friends just moved to Montreal, so I went and visited him. Mm-hmm. Was that back in December? Full on blizzard when we were there. It was like casual Monday for everybody. They were all just like walking through the blizzard. I'm like, what the fuck is this? But love Montreal, beautiful city. So we're down to 10 women. Joey is falling for multiple women. He says he feels himself holding back, his fears are coming, you know, starting to work their way to the surface, and he was very emotional in his little interview with the producers.
Yeah, he started crying.
He's just like, you know, said he's trying his best to be real, trying to be his best self, but he's not this happy-go-lucky giddy, you know, all the time. And this is where, you know, I was like, he needs a break. He really just needs a day off. Like, can't y'all see? Mm-hmm. He is, like, struggling here. He needs to reset. That's all. Mm-hmm. I think that's all that was really happening. So, yeah, he kind of.
Uncle Joe, you know, authenticity, you know, boot camp. He needs Uncle Joe to go, Joey, who are you? Be your real self.
Yeah, maybe that too. Like a phone call to somebody you trust. Damn producers.
Slimy producers on the other end. Like, so those tears, Joey, what about them? Like, that's not what he needs right now.
They're always past bachelors. They didn't do that one time on Joey's season. They didn't give him anybody to go, like, listen, trust the process. Like, you know, no Sean. To go, you know, I didn't know it was going to be Catherine until like the very end. And look at us. Like, they didn't give him anything. He's all alone.
I think that's on his own accord. Because I remember in the very beginning when he got chosen and Sean and someone else offered him advice. And he was like, I'm good.
Ben Higgins and Sean. And Joey had come forward and said he, you know, thanks, but no thanks. This is my process and I want to do it my way. So now he's here on an island by himself and he got to use some talking to from Sean.
I guess.
So the ladies arrive. Everybody's moving into Montreal. Of course, our host reminds us that he is Canadian and, you know, speaks
French.
He
has a personality and he speaks French.
This week in Montreal, we have 3 dates, 1 group date, 2 one-on-one dates. So the host reads off all of the group date names. Everyone is on it except for Kelsey, T, and Maria. So they are getting the one-on-ones. And I agree. This is like my ideal episode. These are the two that I wanted to see on a one-on-one. For sure. Now, the group date just kicks off. And it is a scavenger hunt around Montreal. The ladies meet up with Joey. He lets them know off rip that you know, he's having quite a day, just feeling overwhelmed and, you know, a lot of emotions, but he's ready to have fun. I feel like there's nothing more overwhelming when you're feeling overwhelmed than to do a group scavenger hunt. They gave Joey the illest setup.
Of all ill setups. Oh, my God.
He looked like a shell of himself as he was doing this date.
He did.
A group scavenger hunt around a city you do not know when you're feeling overwhelmed and emotional. It was so cruel.
Don't speak English. And this is a French city. And the one French one is at home waiting for her one-on-one.
She barely speaks French herself. Shit. Oh, I was like, damn, they are setting him up. Poor Joey. So for their date, they go to make poutine. And a lot of the girls were talking about how this is like the hardest group date. Like they're all struggling to, you know, just like stand out in this setting. And then it was just getting weird. At one point, they were all like dancing in a circle around Joey. Like
it was real Netflix documentary.
I was about to say, it's giving Nexium. Straight up, Nexium cults. They were all going in for kisses at a certain point. Like,
yeah, it was, yeah,
And Joey the whole time looked very uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, and like he didn't know what else to improv to do to get to stop this from happening.
Poor thing. He was like stuck.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't make the girls play volleyball.
Oh God.
Like Ranieri from Nexium. Oh my God. It's a little Nexium reference.
Well, okay.
Oh.
Ranieri, the head of that cult, was made everybody play volleyball.
They did have a volleyball scene. You're right.
It was this thing. Like bikinis? We all played volleyball like every day. No. They had volleyball teams. Like he was really into it.
He was really into it. Yeah. So then they all had to play
volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How specific.
Weird. That one was a if you want to watch a weird cult one, Justine, there was two documentaries on Nexium. Mm-hmm, one on HBO and I think one on Netflix. It's a wild one.
It's really good.
It's really good. Either documentary. I watch both. They're good.
Most of my listeners, because I never start talking about it, know this about me, but many years ago, like 2013, Allison Mack, who was was the head, she was the girl from Smallville who was involved in Nexium, who got branded and tried to bring all these girls in, and she just got out of prison. She reached out to me on Twitter.
She did.
Yes, she did, and asked me if I wanted to be part of a women's empowerment movement.
Cult?
Oh my God.
Yes, I have all of the proof. I post it every once in a while. I go post it on my Facebook just to remind people. When anything happens, when she's in the news. Yeah. Oh yeah, she reached out to me. She asked I followed her. She reached out to me and, referenced my name, and then I followed her so that she could DM me. And then she wanted to see, and then she asked me if I wanted to be part of this women's empowerment group. And I was like, is it like a charity? Cause I read this book. So I was like, okay. Like I got very flattered at first. I was like, oh my gosh. Like she's kind of a celebrity.
That's
how they get you.
They was using her. Yeah.
Maybe she wants me to because I'm an author, I was all flattered. I'm like, oh, maybe she wants me to come to do a reading at a charity. And she's like, no, not exactly a charity. She's like, it's an empowerment movement. And I immediately got like multi-level marketing vibes.
Movement.
Movement. That could be anything. That could be any LLC. A movement.
I feel like I'm going to be selling leggings, though, was my thought,
So oh, my God.
I was like, I don't think so. So then, and then she messaged me again like a week later and was like, hey, I'm in LA. Do you want to meet for coffee? And I just like left her on read.
Yeah. You did? I would have met with her. I would have met with her, recorded the whole thing
for the story.
The whole thing just for the story, just for the plot, Stephanie. Oh my God. If she reaches out again, you got to do it. You got to go.
Oh, this was way before any of it came out. I had told my husband though. And I was like, it's some group called JNES. I've never heard of this. We couldn't really figure out what it was, but it seemed like something I wanted to stay away from. So anyway, it wasn't until later, until she was arrested, that my husband like, isn't that the girl that was trying to get you to meet her for coffee? And I was like,
oh my
God. I just barely escaped being in a sex cult.
And a straight up sex cult with your harem of girls. Oh my God.
Playing volleyball.
Playing volleyball.
Yep. Having a nice little brand on my hip. Yeah. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Yeah, Nexium was wild because they had her, Alex Mack or Allison Mack, whatever her name was. And then they also had Seagram, one of the Seagram heiresses.
No,
a cousin of Hyanna Bronfman.
Yo, messy. She's the messiest lady alive.
It's like one of her cousins or somebody related to her, like an heiress. So they had, I mean, Nexium had just
money and time too. Money and lots of time.
Yeah. It's, that's such a crazy story, Stephanie.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. So anyways, Joey is
I guess we're back to Joey. I guess jeez,
makeshift little cult leader they had him looking like. Oh, God. So anyways, time for the nighttime portion of the date. The pressure is on. A lot of women feel like they need reassurance. This was a weird ass group date. A lot of them couldn't really get time with him. And so they're like really on pins and needles. So
Kelsey A was melting down a lot. Yeah. Obviously, Kelsey A was the only one on the date because Kelsey T is having a one-on-one later. But she was not able to adjust to the fact that she just recently had a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So she was thinking like, Joey's my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Now I'm having to compete for time with him and I feel like invisible. And that was a little bit sad.
Yeah. She's so pretty and she's just, beside herself. Cause that's tough when it's like fresh, you're fresh off the one-on-one, right? Like you just know this is your man. And then now you're like back in the background again, like just like overnight. It sucks.
Yeah.
Joey does give her a lot of validation though.
So much. She is number one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He let her know, so like, you're good. Like, he literally said, I couldn't wait to see you tonight. I have zero doubts. She whispers, I'm falling for you. And he goes, say it one more time.
Say it again. Woo! Woo! Woo-wee! Yeah. Oh, my God, Joseph. Whoa.
Yeah, so she has nothing to worry about. He lets her know, like, you're going to hometowns. Yeah. We're going all the way to the end bit. Like, you know, we're good. Don't worry about it. Now, Caitlin. Oh, I love little Caitlin.
Little glitter eyes.
I love Caitlin, too.
She reminds me. Does she not remind you of Whitney Port from The Hills? And her voice.
Oh, yeah.
Her voice. A little bit. I was like, who is? I was like, what's this Whitney? This is Whitney from The Hills. Like, little sweet energy and then tiny little voice. But yeah, she gets emotional just immediately because she hasn't had a one-on-one. She's seeing him like literally in love with Kelsey A, like, and you know, you can't hide that. So she's, you know, feeling very behind, which I was like, this is the episode where she goes home. Like, I
just
remember this past season, maybe, I think it was Zach, when that girl, Jessie, who ended up in Bachelor in Paradise, or Jess, was like, I just really haven't had a one-on-one. I just really feel like I need a one-on-one. You know, there was a lot of one-on-one talk and he was like, stop talking about the one-on-one. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with it. Remember they got in kind of like a fight about it and then he sent her home.
You know, we didn't watch this. We didn't watch Zach's season. So you're telling us.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you saved yourself some time, which I will never get back. But there was a whole thing where the girls were really talking about one-on-ones and I felt like these girls were being like, I mean, I know I haven't had a one-on-one, but like, cool. Like, no worries. Like, I get it. Like, you're a busy guy. You know, I felt like they'd all seen that season and they were scared to be like, how come I haven't had a one-on-one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, by the way, haven't had a one-on-one. So it's been a little bit hard to get close to you because, you know, haven't had that time, but whatever. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It was interesting.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, and it's their truth too. Like, you don't want to nag him, but like, I'm feeling a type of way because I haven't had a one-on-one. I don't know what else to
say.
Then Miss Lexi, she's got questions, you know. She wants to know more about his timeline, if he wants kids. Are we moving to the suburb? Like, what does marriage look like with you? She got my invite to the cookout for this little moment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I just appreciate how real she got. It's like, all of this aside, we're talking marriage and engagement. We need to talk, like, we got to talk real at this point. I'm starting to catch feelings for you. I don't want these feelings to keep developing if we're not on the same page. So she sits with him. She asks him specifically about his timing. He says he's looking forward to a 2 to 3 year engagement. So a couple years of engagement before getting married and then some years being married before they have kids. What did y'all think of Joey's timeline? Thoughts?
I think the engagement sounds so reasonable for the amount of time that they actually date, which is 6 weeks long with all these other people. So I think a 2 to 3 year engagement sounds so normal. The time that you need after the kids, Joey's just not doing any mathematics here. And I think most men don't. honestly. Mm-hmm. I think most men are really trying to stall.
Stretch it out.
I don't know why. You read Fair Play. I don't know why they're trying to stall. And we're the ones to pressuring when we're the ones with get a wrecked body. But anyway, I think, yeah, a lot of men don't consider the timeline of fertility and of women because it's not in their face in the way that it's in our right. face all the time. Mm-hmm. They just don't have to. And so they just don't worry about it. So this almost felt like not a trap from Lexi at all, but it felt like, okay, he's not really thinking about this in the mm-hmm. way that he needs to like do a little bit of math and consider. But what did you think, Stephanie?
I agree 100% with you. Yeah. I think that he isn't thinking about it. I don't think it's any negative thing. I think in his perfect world, he's like, he's still in his freaking 20s. He's mm-hmm. like, yeah, yeah, we'll be engaged for a couple of years, which I think most men, I just agree with you 100%. Most men are like, yeah, you get engaged. You wait a couple of years to, you know, a year after you're engaged, you plan that. Plus it's The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So in his mind, he's thinking, I haven't had time to even get to know this person. Right. So let's give it a year mm-hmm. to see if we're even really doing this thing. And then give it a year to like plan the wedding or whatever. And then like, be married. He's in no rush. Like you said, his biological clock is not ticking, ticking, ticking mm-hmm. the way it is for women. Mm-hmm. But I do think that that's just how he's talking as like a dumb old guy. Mm-hmm. If yep. the woman was like, mm-hmm. hey, that's probably not going to work for me. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling he seems really sweet. I think if it was the right woman, he'd be like, well, okay, I'll change my timeline. Mm-hmm. If it's about your fertility, if this is something we want to do, mm-hmm. of course we'll try sooner. Like,
mm-hmm. I think, yeah, I think
try immediately. I don't right. think he'd be game for like, okay, the second we are engaged on the show, like let's start trying for kids. But I think that would be mm-hmm. unreasonable anyway. I think mm-hmm. it would be unreasonable for her to try to find a guy immediately, whether it be on a mm-hmm. dating app or in person and go, okay, I need to get pregnant immediately. Like that's just not going to work for a guy. You know, I feel like for that to be a thing, she'd have to have already been in a relationship. And then I could see her being like, listen, you know, my timeline is going to have to be a little different because I have fertility issues. But I think mm-hmm. it's unfair to say that Joey's the reason why it's not going to work, because I don't think she gave him a chance to be open-minded. But, you know, there's mm-hmm. a lot happening behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't think he was like, listen, this is my hard and fast timeline mm-hmm. and I'm not willing to do anything before that. I think he didn't know what she was getting at. So he was just being truthful about his timeline. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think most guys would maybe agree that for the right woman, they would be flexible with their, mm-hmm. with this timeline. And I do agree that he was kind of just talking off the cuff, like, this is my ideal, but of course mm-hmm. this could change. I think Lexi just made the calculated risk for herself and was like, I don't want to even risk it. Cause yeah. it seems like she didn't really give her exact timeline. So we don't even know yeah. what her expectation is. Like, was she expecting yeah. to get engaged and then like immediately get pregnant the next year? So we're not exactly sure, but I think whatever, based on his thoughts or his answer, it was like, I can't even work with this. And so she's yeah. like, I get out. Yeah. I think she's looking, I agree, Stephanie. I think she's looking for a particular person, like a very particular guy who is looking to lock it down real quick. Like, I think she's looking for like speedy engagement, speedy marriage, speedy, you know, getting pregnant. And that's a particular guy. Not all guys mm-hmm. are going to want to just lock it down immediately. So,
but to be fair to Joey too, she didn't say that in her initial trauma dump, like her one-on-one date. She said, I may have to be looking at this, like I may have to be open to different things. Like I might mm-hmm. have to adopt, or I might have to, you know, and he was like, that's awesome. He's like, I completely mm-hmm. accept that. That's fine. I would support that. Like I'm not like, oh, I have to have my biological, you know, he was mm-hmm. very open. So I was unsure why she had such a quick turnaround and was like counting him out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't have left. I'm not saying she doesn't have yeah. the right to go, this is just, I have a feeling this isn't going to work for me. Or mm-hmm. it's possible we didn't hear the whole conversation. But mm-hmm. from what we saw, it seemed like she was very quick to have decided for him what he was willing or not willing to do. That was my thoughts.
Do you think Joey would even be honest in saying, well, you're the right one, I'll speed it up, when there's 9 other girls left?
Yeah.
I don't even think he knows if she's special enough to hurry the timeline up for him.
Well, he said to her, I was hoping to be having that conversation like next week. I thought we had a little more time to have that particular conversation. And mm-hmm. you would think that they did have at least one more week. I feel like you're on the, it's already such a condensed timeline that mm-hmm. why did she have to make that decision right then? Personally, and this is a total guess, I just think that she was like, even if he was willing, I'm just not sure this is the guy. So if I'm not sure this is the guy mm-hmm. and he's mm-hmm. young and may not be on my timeline, I might as well just get out now mm-hmm. before I get too attached or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think she probably definitely had doubts already. Mm-hmm. And she's seeing how he's fallen, you know, for a lot of other women. She's like, I'm still very much an option. You know, she's not mm-hmm. getting the validation that like Kelsey A is getting mm-hmm. where it's like, mm-hmm. damn near, I'm in love with you. Just sit down. I don't think she's getting that. So she's like, you know what? I got to just, you know, take the L and try to find somebody else.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also Joey's timeline makes sense. It's what he wants. It's fine. I don't know. For many women who are in this cast who are like over the age of 28, this timeline mm-hmm. might be a bit like, what, Joey?
He ain't doing that math. He don't know.
Yeah, you're right. He's not doing the
yeah,
math.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, but I really appreciate the moment. And she, even in her interview after that, she said like, I need to process this because
yeah,
that was a lot. That was a big reveal from him that I need to like think if I even want that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Who saw Joey got some time with Jen. Jen, I liked her. She really stood out during the group date. She did the best mm-hmm. she could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just even, I thought it was just smart making poutine, but make like a really weird poutine.
Really nasty. Yeah.
Just to kind of stand out. Just create a little mm-hmm. moment for yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. She's good at that.
Mm-hmm. She also shared that she's falling for him in that place, yeah. which he really loved.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he responded very close to how he responded about Kelsey, where he was like, oh, when she said that, I wanted to like jump up and do a dance. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. it's tricky. He's tricking us, that Joey. We don't know who, we don't know. It feels like
Kelsey. Or the editing. Yeah.
But sometimes they give you like dark horse and it could be, you know, it could be Jen and mm-hmm. we'll all be like, oh, okay. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I should have seen that. You know what? So it's so hard to tell.
It is.
He does seem the most into Kelsey A.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But we'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, Jen got definitely some nice validation. I think she also mm-hmm. can sit tight. Now, Babysitter's Club just
losing her mind. Oh my God.
So she sits with him. She reads him, you know, the same riot act as everybody. I haven't had a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I need some time, blah, blah, blah. Then she goes, I'm falling for you. I know we haven't had a one-on-one, but I am confident in how I feel about you. The way Joey's face, like,
melted. Oh, my God.
Turned totally off. He just... Ooh. Nope, not for me. Also, how can you be falling somebody when you've only had a handful of like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes moments. There? Get real, come on.
Right? I thought the same when she was like, I'm giving him pieces of me. I was like, what pieces? What are you talking about?
The little 5 minutes here and there that she gets. Yeah. That's it.
And you told him that you like knitting and hula hooping at home, and now you gave him pieces of you? Girl, relax. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. She doesn't have a grip. Poor Jess, no. She lost her grip.
No, and she's watched this show too many times.
So many times, yeah.
She was the first to drop that I'm falling for you. That was like last week or 2 weeks ago. Like, girl, please, we know what you're doing.
But Cecily and I felt like she got some bad advice from the other girls. You know, because the other girls were very much encouraging her. Feel. Like,
the sabotage.
Like, you know
yeah, I'd do the same thing.
Cut bangs. It would look so cute on you.
Yes. Yes.
And then you tell him you're falling for him. Like, these mm-hmm. girls are sabotaging her. They're like, gotta tell him how you feel. They knew this was going to happen. Nobody mm-hmm. seemed shocked. when she didn't come back.
When she didn't come back. That's true.
Yeah, they were like, oh, damn, she's not here? Wow. Anyway, whose turn is it?
Life went rolling straight on after Jess was gone. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
The group date, Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Joey, like, said, like, well, he didn't say this exactly, but it made me think there's definitely something to dropping the I'm falling for you too soon. Because mm-hmm. as Joey said, it forced him to picture them in a future and he couldn't picture it. Yeah. So when you're saying it too soon, like, don't give that pressure where now he has to, like, picture it. Just get rid of the falling for you. He wouldn't even be thinking about the future yet. He's still in the moment, but it forces him to get into the future.
Yes. But let me just say, there is a lot of, oh, this girl didn't tell me she's falling for me, and I don't know if I can bring her to hometowns because she's not even there. Like, if they're into the girl, then they want to hear I'm falling for you. Mm-hmm. If they're not into the girl, they don't want to hear it. Yeah. You have to figure it out. You have to know how he's feeling. And if you're not reading the room, then you might say it, and then the guy might be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for these women, right? Because sometimes the guy's like, well, I really needed to hear that. Thank you for finally telling me you're falling for me. Now I know I can move forward. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was not into her.
No. Yeah.
No.
I feel like, you definitely have to read them. You have to, you have to be very masterful at, like, reading them. And I feel like he has to, the lead has to have given you some validation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Some words that aren't I'm falling for you, but something that you can hang on to.
Yeah. Like, what will it be like when we visit your parents? You know what I mean? Like, indications of, like, maybe we'll move
future
forward.
Planning.
Just tell me. Yeah. Future planning, something. Mm-hmm. But I remember this happened on Becca's season with the perfume guy. Remember the fragrance guy who lives in Florida?
Oh.
He dropped on falling for you. Dark skin black guy. Yes, he dropped on falling for you, like, week three. And she was like, you have to leave.
You really get out.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was so funny. She was like, oh. Falling for me. Oh, no, you got to go. Falling for me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But then weirdly, 2 weeks later, totally appropriate.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. Yep.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
Such a weird. Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird process.
Yeah. A little too soon and you're a psychopath. How dare you? And a little too late and they're like, well, I guess this person, we have no future. They're not falling in love with me. So bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Now, Jen gets the group date, Rose. So that happened.
Were you guys surprised by that?
A little bit. A little bit. I thought it was going to be Caitlin.
Oh, okay. I thought...
Oh, you did? Caitlin. Mm-hmm.
It's just because I like Caitlin a lot because she's a scientist.
You want Caitlin.
I just... I like Caitlin.
You wanted it.
Yeah. Not that I don't like Jen. I like Jen too, but I like Caitlin, yeah.
Yeah. I think Jen made the most splash during the group date. So that's why he gave it to her more than anything.
I thought it was going to be Kelsey because I felt like he was trying to give Kelsey was the most insecure. So I thought that that would help. You know, if he really was into her, I thought it would have been a nice move to give her the date rose to be like, you don't have to worry. Like, you don't have to be on edge the rest of this week until the rose ceremony because I'm into you.
Yeah, well, I think they had their little moment. Say it one more time.
Yeah.
Say it again.
No, Natasha, don't even say it live on the recording. Don't even say it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm feeling away. I'm feeling away. God.
That was a steamy little moment. I was like, that was my pearls. I was like, oh.
Same.
I was like,
I'm with my boyfriend for so long. I'm like, can he use that on me in some kind of
would that work
situation? Yeah. Would that work on me?
Oh my gosh. Now, time for Kelsey T's one-on-one. I've been ready for this. I feel like they have had some connection that they talk about, but we haven't really seen it as much. So I was very happy to finally see her date. So yeah, Joey says in his interview, the connection we have feels very real. It feels potent. Mm-hmm. There's a strong physical connection. We've scratched the surface on many things, but it's time to test if we can see a real future here. So for their date, they are training with the Cirque du Soleil. This was a lot. I would have been sick just like Joey. I can't do stuff like
really?
This. Spinning and... When he said, I need a Dramamine, I was like, that's exactly, I could do this date with a Dramamine. Without it, okay. I'm going to be sick, just like he was. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, Stephanie.
Yeah?
Oh, I was just going to ask. You're in LA. Have you ever done any of those aerial yoga classes?
I haven't done aerial yoga, but I used to host a TV show briefly called Parental Discretion. And for one of the sort of bits we did, I had to go to the Cirque du Soleil, that the same place, the same type of thing that he went to. Mm-hmm. And I had to try all that stuff. It is really hard. Mm-hmm. You feel really dumb. You have to try the silks and that spin around on the ring. Mm-hmm. And I really felt for him because I was like, this is not easy. I felt for both of them, but he early on was like, this is not for me. Like, this is too much. And then they just kept going. It was like, oh, you don't like the spinning? Yeah. You're going to puke? Well, let's spin you even faster.
Yeah. Let's put you on a hamster wheel and spin you around and doing cartwheels. Oh, my God. After he had an introvert meltdown and he had to do flamenco dancing in them little shooty boots. Oh, this poor guy.
God, I know. It was, I felt for both of them because he couldn't really be present. Even at the end when they were sitting to talk, he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so out of it. Like, I can't even.
Yeah.
You feel sick. And motion sickness sick is, like, the worst. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Now, back with the ladies quickly. Lexi is starting to freak out a little bit.
Yep.
So she sits with Maria and shares the timeline tea with Maria. And even Maria's face was like, wait a second.
Maria's like, I'm 29. Oh, fuck.
When she perked up, she was like, wait, he said what?
I know. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, Lexi's realizing they are not on the same timeline. So it's not looking good. Now, back on, back with dinner with Kelsey T. And she had this like leather dress, leather jacket combo.
I live.
I think she was cold. So it was giving like this building. Oh, clothes. Yeah. I'm going to keep this jacket on, right?
But it also happened to be waist length. So it was like very incredibly flattering on her as well.
She's so pretty. It's crazy. She's crazy pretty. I think when you guys were on our show, Rose Pricks, we were talking about that. She just stands out. And what I love about her is that she just had the balls to just call herself an actress. She wasn't worried about if anyone was going to see that wrong. She was like, you know what? I'm an actress. So what am I going to lie and say I'm like a personal trainer? Like, I'm an actress. That's what I do. Check my IMDb.
Right.
Am I a pharmaceutical sales rep for the show? No, this is what I do for a living. And I like that.
Yeah, I do too. So they sit and chat, and she opens up about her family and shares that she doesn't have the best relationship with her dad specifically. They grew up very close, and then he stopped talking to her for a while. And she shared the reason was because he is very religious, deeply religious. Everyone who lives in the house is religious. She decided to go to college, and he didn't support that decision. I guess it went against religion. And he basically like cut her off, and she wasn't allowed to be around. And she went to live with her mom for a period of time, and her and her dad weren't talking. And because of that experience, she's just had obviously major trust issues. So I did a little digging online. The religion she's speaking of is Jehovah's Witness. Yeah, I was like, this Jehovah's Witness. I was thinking Scientology.
I know. I was thinking Scientology too.
Yeah. Mormon plastered my brain, but I was like, Mormons go to college.
Yeah,
like
they go to college. Yeah.
Yeah. But Jehovah's Witness, which
that's, they really a cult too for much about. Real. You haven't watched the Leah Remini special?
No, that's Scientology.
No, she did Jehovah's Witness too. She did, I think, a three-parter on Jehovah's Witness. Oh yeah, she's branching out. Oh yeah,
she's branching out. From the
Oh no, yeah, she did I think it was a three-part or a two-part on FX, mm-hmm. where she interviewed all ex-Jehovah's Witnesses. They are a cult. It is really, really bad. I mean, really, really bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, just like very insular. Anything that has like, yeah, anything yeah. is very insular and you're cutting right. off outside society.
Your kid.
Yeah. Then we got to like look at that.
Mm-hmm. And if you do something that isn't approved of by the Jehovah's Witness church, I think mm-hmm. it's called the church, you get disfellowshipped, which yeah. means get right. kicked out, which is similar a little bit to Scientology, where mm-hmm. if you're not yeah. really being a Scientologist, that you're a suppressive person, and then you have to you have to yeah. disconnect that yeah. person.
Yeah. So right. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, that is rough.
Yeah.
I mean, to go from being super close to your dad to he cuts you off completely.
God, I mean, so that, sad.
That is major trust issues. That yeah. for sure, yeah. right?
How can you have healthy relationships if a person that was supportive of you and you were really close to is yeah. suddenly like done with you? That mm-hmm. I just think that's really hard. Then you expect everybody to possibly mm-hmm. just turn on you for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. it probably makes you paranoid and scared yeah. and anxious and, yeah, you know.
Just living on the edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, though, or I guess on a more happy note, she says in the past few years, they've been rekindling their relationship.
That's great. Yeah.
Talking, going for movies, things like that. But it's hard because he's missed a lot of her life. So mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. you know, catching up on like years upon years of like who you are and who you've come to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where she said, I think in her confessional, she says she feels like he can understand Joey being he can mm-hmm. understand.
Yeah.
But they didn't show any reaction from him talking about his father, and I thought that was dumb. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah.
Nice to just remind us, the audience, like it hit mm-hmm. me for I was like, oh, there was something with his dad, like I totally forgot
something. Yeah.
But yeah, Kelsey T is like very mature. She's mm-hmm. like, and Joey even calls mm-hmm. her grown. He says she's grown.
I know. I laughed a lot.
But she's very matter of fact. She's like, look, I want a husband. I want to feel yeah. loved. I want to give love. This feels right to me. This feels amazing. She even calls him Jojo. They have like a cute little, like, you know, she has a little nickname for him.
Yeah, nickname.
Mm-hmm. And he says she's grown. He feels very connected, very bonded with her. And I think it was a very solid one-on-one for like a very mm-hmm. late stage one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. she's going to be here for at least another few episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she even prefaced her hometown, which I thought was nice mm-hmm. of her and mature of her to do. Like, this is what this might look like, just in case
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be surprised about what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd give it a solid B. I'm not mm-hmm. so sure that she's going to stick around. I don't know. I was not feeling solid chemistry. I wasn't feeling like he was doing, I don't know. I sort of found myself feeling bad for her because they all, like, I just think he had that look like, okay, this is a lot. Here's another one that has like major dad issues. I think all the women have some kind of like dad stuff going on, but I felt like he looked a little like, okay, is everybody going to have like gigantic issues that, but you know, the other one that has those same issues is Jen. And I feel the same about mm-hmm. her. I don't know how far she's going to be. She has, is the one who also has like major mm-hmm. family issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember, she's not speaking to her dad because her mm-hmm. parents fought mm-hmm. all the time, and then her dad lived in the basement for a while. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I was reading a little of Joey going, oh gosh, another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to do my best, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't know how long she's going to stick around.
Yeah.
Do you think it's out of pity?
Cool. What?
Do you think it's out of pity that he gave the rose to her and was like reassuring her or whatever?
No, I just don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to. I was so shocked when he sent Jess home. I don't think
were you really?
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to see him send somebody home. Like, I can't imagine him not giving somebody a rose on the. No, I think he likes her. I don't think it's like, I don't think he's not seeing it. I'm just not sure if. I mean, she can definitely make it to hometowns, but that would be one more episode. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah.
I would think, seeing as Joey also had daddy issues, like, if anyone's going to be receptive or open or not be like, oh, God, another one, it would be him, because he also has a past and an experience and something to explain as it pertains to his father.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And then as far as him and, Kelsey T, I don't know how long she'll last. I think she did. I mean, she got the day. I think I could see her potentially making it to hometowns. We'll see. But I'm wondering if, because I feel like we see this almost every season, there's usually like one girl where you're like, I don't know. Like, the best example I can give is Ari and Lauren B.
I was going to say that one too.
Yes. No one saw it. We didn't understand it.
Yep.
We barely saw her speak. We barely remember their one-on-ones, but they had something there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still married. They have like mad kids and stuff. Like, there was something there. I feel like Kelsey T and Joey are just giving me that vibe. So I'm trying to like trust them.
Yeah.
And I like her. And I don't know. She just seems the most mature of everybody. So I'm like, I don't know, fingers crossed, hoping that it's like some like kismet shit that we can't see.
Yeah.
I agree. It's not so apparent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not telling her to say it again, you know.
Like with Kelsey. You know. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like at this stage, exactly, I want to see that.
Yeah. I get that.
At this stage in the game, I want to feel like he's in love, you know? But yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. Okay, time for Maria's one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
He picks her up in a stretch, like Rolls Royce looking thing.
Rolls Royce, yeah.
And I just knew this was the shopping day. I was like, she's getting
Pretty Woman Day. It's so exciting.
And they have fun in their limo. I think with Maria, she's really hot. She's got like massive sex appeal. Mm-hmm. She's like very playful. She's got great banter. Mm-hmm. It's an easy breezy good time, but she's also challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a lot there that he's attracted to. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel like thin. Like, we've had girls in the past that have been like super sexy and like really hot, but then like that's all they're bringing. Like with Maria, I see a little bit more just her banter. Like, she can dish it out and take it back and like that's fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just like her. Like, she brings personality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Maria, Stephanie?
I love her. I love her. I've loved her from early on. I feel like I am a bit of a Maria in the way of like, she like outspoken, and then sometimes it rubs people the wrong way. And then you're like, wait, I don't understand like why these people are mad at me, you know? And I think the other girls were being very oversensitive. And I think Maria's heart was in the right place, you know, with the whole thing with Medina when she was like, you're not old. Like, that's ridiculous. And then the other girl's getting mad at her and saying, why? You're not validating her feelings. She feels old. And we've all been Maria, where you're like, what is happening? I don't even understand what these people are angry about. Like, is it me? And then everybody trying to create more. I feel like Maria just wants there to be no drama and just wants to have fun with him. And I think she's, really pretty and funny. Like, she's like, what guys say they want, whether he does want that remains to be seen. But men are always like, I want that friendship foundation. I want somebody who like can be funny. But then, do they want that, or do they want like just the really pretty, model-y like Kelsey
figurehead? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Kelsey's a little bit deeper. I don't want to call Kelsey a figurehead. I think she's more than that. She seems deep, but I think Maria has harnessed.
I like her, but
I see what you mean, though. I think Maria has harnessed her femininity in a way that men, and dishes it out very slowly in a way that men really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. And she's very, I think what guys love is someone who's like sexy and cute.
Yeah.
That like combination of both, you know?
Yeah.
That's like their dream. And then she has personality. She's funny on top of it. It's like, I mean, mm-hmm. what else do we want? So yeah, for their date, they go to, I think, Claudette's it's called, and they get to try, mm-hmm. she gets to try some dresses, and
this is where the producers get my invite to the cookout for hiring a black designer during Black History Month.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. That's true. But I thought the dress.
One dress.
I know, she only got to keep one. That was
usually on yeah, these tragic woman things. They come in with all these bags, mm-hmm. and then they show them out. They come in with like 10 shopping bags, and they have the Julia Roberts moment, you know, like big mistake, huge, you know. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. no, she got just the dress she was wearing, and they're like, you're good. Bye.
Yeah, I think it's because they're traveling, so they can't like ship it back to wherever she's from or lives.
Yes, they can.
They can.
I don't think they want to. Yeah.
This episode. They're like,
oh, we got a Rolls Royce limo for this bitch. I don't know if she can keep all the clothes.
I know. And the dress he picked out, I did not like. It was like huge.
I was not a fan.
It was so big. She was swimming in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like lifting it up to try to get like a slit in the leg. I was like, girl, no. You gathered the fabric and you are holding it in your hand.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, they go in a helicopter. They fly above the city. Like, yeah, they definitely put budget towards.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Now for their dinner, they sit, they chat, just talking about how much fun they have together, how much she feels like herself. She shares a little bit of her past relationship. She said her previous ex like dangled an engagement and it never happened. And she
relatable.
Just wants happens to the best of us. Yep. Mm-hmm. She just wants someone who means what they say, basically. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me mm-hmm. you see a future with me if you're not making any plans to, you know, lock it down.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, she then kind of just like says all the things. I love every moment with you. I'm falling for you in ways I didn't expect. You make me so mm-hmm. happy. Like, just, you know, lays it on, and he says, you make me happy too. So that's their, you know,
cute what moment. Do you guys think are her chances?
High.
Yeah, I think she's going to hometowns.
Really high. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You think you think fantasy suites? You think final two?
I think so.
I think he wants to see her. He wants to see the fantasy suite Maria. Yeah. I think he's definitely curious about that. And I think he's just intrigued by her. I think he wants to keep seeing more. So I think hometown's mm-hmm. coming up, fantasy suites. He wants to see these other more sides of Maria. So I think she's going to make it pretty far. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he gets like lost with Maria. Like, he was almost back to his old Joey self with her, because she takes up so much space in the room that you can't, mm-hmm. you don't really have space for your own drama or whatever you got going on. Mm-hmm. And I think he likes that, because he's on a mm-hmm. very high pressure TV show in a very high pressure position. What do you think though, Stephanie?
I'm so unsure. It's another one where I'm like, I think she's great and I think they could be great together. And I'm not sure if, it's the editing. Who knows? Like, I think she mm-hmm. should be final two, but then mm-hmm. he didn't have a moment with her like he had with Kelsey. Mm-hmm. I keep comparing it to that moment that mm-hmm. you guys come back mm-hmm. to say it again. Like, he doesn't have that I'm smitten thing, but I agree that he's intrigued, but I don't know that he can see a future. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, I have a thing about the Canadians, like the Nick and Vanessa. Did not work out, and she was Canadian. But Cecily corrected me on this and was like, I think that was different because Vanessa was a teacher. Remember, she was like a
teacher,
and she didn't want to leave, and her family was all there. I feel like Maria would probably be like, yeah, I'll move to LA. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Definitely.
So, she wants to move to LA.
I think so too.
So I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if mm-hmm. she gets final two. I wouldn't be surprised if he picks her. But mm-hmm. I'm it's so hard. I go back and forth the whole time when I'm watching. But I get it.
Because Kelsey A, I mean, she's sitting in the top seed, I think, right now. Like,
Definitely.
He hasn't said any of the things he's said to her. He doesn't look at anybody the way he looks at her. So,
mm-hmm.
We're all comparing to, you know, the number one slot.
Mm-hmm.
So they head behind the double doors. And there
Friend.
Is Feist.
Oh, see, I wrote down Spice,
Me
not
too.
The reggae artist.
No, Spice.
I was expecting the dance hall artist Spice, and it was not. I could. I did. I was like, okay, Black History Month, let's go. We got Spice. Fantastic. Nope.
The day Spice graces us on The Bachelor, I will just live. Oh my god.
Me too.
I would just live.
Oh my god.
But no, Feist, whoever that is.
All right. There. Yeah.
And yeah, they sing, they dance.
And Maria. And Maria says, "Oh my god, I love Feist,
girl. Who is this?
Who is this?" Person that goes by a noun, Feist. Really?
Feeding these lines. Maria, yeah, stop.
Right, right.
Oh my goodness. Now back with Lexi walking down the hotel hallway.
Oh,
she's going to surprise Joey at his room. Mm-hmm. We all know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she sits with him, just lets him know she's been reflecting a lot on timing and what he's looking for. And, you know, I heard you want a longer engagement, but that's just not something I have the privilege to do with my health condition. And I just need things at a faster pace, and it's just unfair. So I gotta head out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think he was disappointed, but I also,
yeah,
he wasn't fighting for her either. Like, I think he...
Yeah, I think
I was like, all right.
Even in the moment where he, where she asked him, "What's your timeline?" and he said his timeline, and she was like, "All right." Wouldn't he refer back to like, "Wait, don't you have issues with something? Why'd you ask that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there a reason why, or something like something?" But I don't know. I always gauge men's level of responsive and emotional intelligence a little bit too high. So maybe that was that's too high of an expectation.
Mm. I think also he's like very careful with his words because she has a health situation.
Yeah.
So he's like not
okay.
wanting to ask too much or say too much,
offend her or anything,
push
yeah.
too much or mm-hmm. fight too much, because he's like, I just learned what endometriosis was yesterday. Like, I'm not gonna pretend yeah. like I'm gonna ask you for the world yeah. and I don't even fully know your situation.
Yeah,
so I think that's why. And he's yeah.
I tend to read into what the previews, you know, the coming up, the mm-hmm. season. And I always try to go like, okay, could this be a situation where, because at first he's like, oh gosh, I don't know if letting her go, was that the right thing? And I was thinking, mm-hmm. oh, is this going to be like, does he come back later? Is he down to his final two? And then he's like, wait a minute, Lexi was the one. But then mm-hmm. moved on real quick though. Like, yeah. I was thinking in the moment, yeah. and I was like, he was like, next, okay.
Next,
so I was like, no, no, he wasn't that into her.
Yeah, we'll see her at
one. We're not going to see her again. That's mm-hmm. that's my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see her as Bachelorette, low key. I don't know. You looking for something speedy?
Something speedy, that's true.
Right? I don't know. I think it's a perfect fit. Maybe I'm delusional, but
yeah, maybe.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see Miss Lexi again.
Yeah.
So yeah, she heads out. Time for the roast ceremony. The ladies mm-hmm. are shocked. They don't know what is happening anymore.
Like, yeah. Yeah. But I
see that coming.
I have to say, everyone here at this roast ceremony looks red carpet ready. Did you all notice that?
Yeah. I feel like they gave them the theme, black tie or something. Like, they all
right?
were very
yeah.
glammed up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really yeah. like this. Everybody Same. Looks.
Mm-hmm.
So how many, we're down to
eight
at this point, eight. Yes. Yeah. So we started with 10. We got rid of Jess and we got rid of, and now Lexi's gone. Lexi. So now we have eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, Joey, his mood is just, you know, he walks in, he's all doom and gloom, just tells them again, he's scared of not having his feelings reciprocated, and just everybody's on edge completely. Caitlin is still fighting out here. She is still she always goes in with a strategy, because she's like, I'm not getting these one-on-one dates, I gotta mm-hmm. really use these one-on-one times wisely. And I thought this was smart. She was like, coming off of his speech, seeing how like down he was, she's like, I'm gonna use my time to like pick him up and mm-hmm. you know, commend him for his emotional intelligence and compassion. And I feel for her, because she really is trying. She's so really trying. She's doing all the right things that you could do with someone, you know, being someone who hasn't had a one-on-one. She's doing all the right things.
But, yeah. And now that I think about it, she'd be a great bachelorette too with this women story. Like, I'm the only woman I have to go and
break the family curse.
And break this curse. Right? How dope would that promo be?
Yeah, for
that'd be good. Mm-hmm.
It'd be good, but she hasn't had enough camera time.
No. I know. She
hasn't developed her personality enough.
No, yeah, they're not
going to consider
her.
Yeah,
I'd love to see you, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I see the poster, see what it could look like.
I see the whole promo movie with the cauldron and the like her auntie's in the back. I see it. I see it, ABC. I'm ready. I'm ready to be hired for creative direction. Ready.
The thing is that they sort of tried to do that with Katie Thurston on Matt's season.
Yes.
If you recall, Katie had not gotten a one-on-one. It was one of those things, and she'd been in the tattletale, and they really tried to make that. Like, okay, well, she was likable and she stuck up for the other women. And
was
then,
she likable, you thought?
I think not necessarily.
Bachelor Nation.
Her season. I think that
she was the relatable one. She was talking about dildos and sex.
To who? You know,
positive. I don't think Matt liked her, but I think that there was a whole bullying situation with the girl that was on Bachelor in Paradise, the one that they were saying that Anna, remember Anna?
Oh, that's right. Brittany.
That girl was a prostitute in Chicago, and Chicago's a really small town. And then Katie was like, you can't say that about people, and I'm going to tell Matt. And so she had never gotten a one-on-one. It was a very similar down to that amount of girls, and she got kicked, and then they made her the bachelorette. And we all know how that worked out. Not great.
Yeah, terribly. Yeah, really bad. Yeah, I guess I'm intrigued too by Caitlin's job. I know Katie had a lot of TikTok followers. Mm-hmm. Katie was like a bank teller who had 200,000 TikTok followers and was absolutely looking to get out of that career. And Caitlin is saving the world. So I personally am interested, but I see what you're saying though with the like, she was relatable because she was a feminist. Or whatever the fuck they're trying to brand her as. Yeah.
What's Caitlin's job?
She's like a rocket scientist.
Chemist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Chemist. Yes.
Chemist, yeah.
Chemist.
A chemist. Chemist. Yeah.
A chemist. Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Like radiochemist or biochemist, something like that.
Super smart. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Radiochemist. Yeah. A radiochemist. So that's
okay. Daisy got some time. It's been a hot minute since we've seen anything of these two, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So I thought this was a really cute moment. Daisy does a little mislead where she's like, listen, I need to talk to you about something. It's pretty important. Mm-hmm. You know, he starts getting that defensive look like, oh no, what now?
Another one.
Another bad talk. And she's like, look, this is just a deal breaker for me. Do you get foot rubs? And she throws her feet on his lap. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is cute. That broke the tension for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lighten the mood a little bit.
A little dry sense of humor, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Daisy, she's still there. I mean, she was like definitely a front runner in the first couple episodes. And then she been kind of overtaken by Kelsey A.
So could she be a dark horse? Could she be kind of like our Lauren?
They're trying to do something with her.
They're definitely trying. Right? Yeah, Bachelor the Enterprise is trying to do something with her. Yeah.
I don't know but yeah, either she's bachelorette or she wins or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she's definitely still here. Jen teaches him how to play piano, does this in front of all of the ladies. So that
was
That was a flex.
That was a flex.
It was a flex. Because she had a rose already. So that was a flex.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She don't care about none of them.
Yeah. But nobody got so mad at her. We didn't see Leia going like, how dare she? Like, you know. Did you guys notice that Leia really toned down the anti-Maria vibes? I mean, this was the first episode that she didn't spend the whole time talking about, you know, how she can't stand Maria. And, you know, after she took the torch from Sydney, this was the first episode she didn't do that. And I was wondering if it was because she was like, oh, this isn't working for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good look, seeing as he obviously likes her. She got a one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Leia never got a one-on-one.
Nope. Right? She threw away her date card like a dum-dum.
Yes.
She could have definitely taken that one-on-one from Maria, her arch nemesis.
And gotten the date where she went shopping.
And
oh, shopping I know date. She mad. Ooh,
and she went mad. Home. She went and home. She went home. That Maria got the one-on-one. I know she's mad.
But imagine at this late stage, using your card and being like, oh no, I'm going shopping. Imagine the tension in that stretch Rolls Royce when he's like, all right, so you stole this from Maria, who I wanted to give the date to, but let's have fun. Mm-hmm. Let's try to make the best of it. Like, you don't want to be Leia on that date having stolen it from somebody else.
No, not ideal, but just ironic that of all the dates that she went home, it's this one. All the days, Rachel got a little time with him. She kind of does the same thing as Caitlin, just wants to validate him and kind of pick him up.
Oh my god, I forgot all about Rachel. Mm-hmm. How do we feel Rachel. About Rachel? She Love keeps Rachel. Fading into the background, but then she's Rachel. Still there.
Still there,
She's super cute. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. She's up. She's optimistic. She seems down for whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot her trauma.
I don't think she has any. It was just her. She loves her dad. Her dad. So much.
Joey reminds her of her dad. Yeah, she loves him so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody could replace her dad, but she had to have had some trauma. They don't get through it without feeling something.
I remember.
She doesn't have anything.
No. Yeah. Her one-on-one time was spent talking like good about her father. I don't remember if she had anything negative, really.
Just the ICU nurse. That was the only thing. I'm an ICU nurse and I don't know how you date me because I'm an ICU nurse. And
I see people die all the time and everybody says that nobody's going to want to put up with my schedule. Yes.
That's what it was. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Now the host comes in to get Joey and Joey on his way out says something about like some amazing women will be going home tonight. So all the ladies are looking around like,
Rachel's like, women!
Yes. Women! It's like alerts went off. Fucking like, what?
I know, because they were all counting on Leah going home. Every last one of them.
Because like, typically, the way it usually works is the episode before they pick for hometowns usually goes from 7 to 4. So we were going to be changing things up. And I think they all were doing the math in their heads. Yeah. Like there's going to be 7 of us going into the next week and there were only going to be 6.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oof. They haven't done that in many years. As far as I remember.
Mm. Yeah. So going to this rose ceremony, they immediately see there's only 3 roses on the table.
That's terrifying.
And Maria has a rose, Jen has a rose, Kelsey T all have a rose. And then Lexi and Jess obviously went home earlier. So first rose went to Daisy. Second rose went to Kelsey A, who I thought looked amazing in this
gorgeous
dress.
And that hair.
Her hair is just the best hair.
Oh my God. I only know one person with hair like that, and it's the only reason I can believe that that's not a weave.
I have a friend as well who has big hair like this. When she straightens it and then wand curls it, it looks just like that.
Yeah,
she's
almost
curly.
Yeah, like a lion, right?
Like a lion's mane. It's huge and beautiful. Yeah. She got the second rose. And then for the last rose, we had Rachel, Caitlin, and Leah. Left at the end, and I thought obviously went to Rachel.
Yeah.
Gotta say goodbye to 2 more POCs.
Yeah,
Caitlin and Leia.
Caitlin,
I know. Really,
start a YouTube show. I'll watch it.
I know. Do some TikTok content. Running something. Around Santa Fe with doing chemistry tests or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Leia, she's leaving, and in the limo they were asked, or in the SUV they asked her if she has any regrets, and she could only cry.
girl,
you have many things to regret. This damn season was not it.
Might not be a paradise, so
yeah. Or I could see her on paradise, but just she's walking in with a bad rap. You aligned yourself with Sydney, who sucked. You threw away the card, which was stupid. You continue drama for dumb long, which was just not a good look. Like she just played this game as Game of Roses and played this game terribly, I thought. So
the tattletales never get that far. I've never seen a tattletale make it to the very end. Have you?
Never.
No. It does not work. Mm-mm. So they end the episode. We learned that they're going to Jasper, Canada.
I just don't know what the hell
you ever heard of Jasper Canada, Stephanie?
I have heard of it, but it's not like, I don't know that they could expect everybody to be like, what? Jasper?
They all were like, yay.
Like, no. I mean, what? How about like Italy? How about like, you know, if they've gotten cheaper, they're like, hey, look, we're already in Canada. Let's just keep it in Canada. Like, Banff, Jasper, like somewhere. We'll go somewhere. It'll be fine. It'll be pretty.
Yeah, we did see the preview for next week. It does look gorgeous, like natural beauty. You know, Canada, probably somewhere in the West area. And it's the last episode before Hometown, so it's definitely getting serious. We have Kelsey Teed saying she's all in. We see Daisy on horseback with Joey. I don't know if that's another one-on-one that she's getting or what that is.
Oh, my God. Do you think they have multiple horses going on trails?
I don't, you mean like all of them or just
Like a group date with multiple horses?
Oh,
that seems chaotic.
Yeah, that seems scary.
No, it's probably just a one-on-one.
It might just be one-on-one.
That's why I'm thinking it's a one-on-one.
And then we see Daisy saying to Joey, am I there yet? No. And then in her confessional saying, I'm not going to tell him I'm in love with him just to get a rose. So.
Well, girl, you better, because I'm sorry, but that is the way this show works. If you're not saying, like, I guess you could wait until Hometown, but if you're saying straight up, like, I can't tell you that now, then he has to go, okay, well, is she going to be able to tell me that in 4 days? Like, is her going to be there days from now? What's going to change? Like, if you don't feel that way after our one-on-one, now I don't know, did it? Was that early in the one-on-one? I don't know, but I feel like that's a red flag for the Bachelors.
Particularly at this point when almost everybody else has said, I'm falling for you, or some version of that.
So, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. And the way he's scared of being invalidated at the proposal and all that, he's not going to.
Or he could... maybe Daisy's it, and that's why he's freaking out, because he's not sure she's going to say yes, because she was one of the few that was like, I don't know, I'm not sure.
That could
interesting.
Be,
could be it.
We'll have to reconvene after the season.
See what happened. We also saw a moment for Maria saying, I don't know if I can do this anymore. So she's also trying to lose it.
So dramatic. I love it. Oh, I love it, Maria. Oh.
What are you guys' predictions for Hometowns? Stephanie, who do you think is going to Hometowns?
I think Maria for sure. I'm going to say the girls that had one-on-ones. So I'm going to say Kelsey T. I feel like, well, although, but I don't know who gets a one-on-one next week either. Okay. I'm going to say Kelsey A for sure is going to be Hometowns. I'm going to say Maria, I think Daisy, because even if Daisy is just being groomed for Bachelorette, I think they're going to want to make her story even more. I think we're going to have to see her family or like Christmas tree lot. And then, so who else are we between? Kelsey T.
Rachel, Kelsey T. Or
Rachel.
Jen.
I'm going to go Kelsey T. I think both Kelseys are getting the Hometowns. I think we got to investigate what's going on with Kelsey T's dad. I think that's some good possible drama. So the two, this is my prediction, two Kelseys. Who did I say? Maria and Daisy. What about you guys?
I agree. That's my four as well. You too?
I don't want it to be Daisy. Something better. I don't know. Something better runs me the wrong way. But I think... if it wasn't Daisy, I would actually really want to see Rachel's. I really want to see this dad she talks all about. I really want them to go back to Hawaii. Yeah. I really, you know, I would love to see more of Rachel. I think Rachel's really great. And he really likes Jen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot. Yes, he did say that he wanted to jump up and down when she God, it's hard. I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is hard. We all agree, though, Kelsey A and Maria. I think we all agree.
Definitely.
Those two.
Yes. We'll okay, you're right.
For next week. Justine, what did we learn this episode?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how vulnerable you have to be as the lead. I think you have to be extra, super, really, very vulnerable. But I think there is a level of overexposure that could happen. When I was thinking about this question, I was also thinking about Rachel as Bachelorette, Pilot Rachel, and how vulnerable she got. And she started canceling group dates and she started crying in the bed and taking her lashes off. And that did not work very well at all. And I think Joey is handling this the best he can. But I think the vulnerability, you can let the girls go first as far as the Bachelor goes. Just let them go first. But what about you, Natasha? What did you learn this episode?
Yeah, so my question was on if the avoidance of serious topics just exposes to us the impracticality of the show. I think, I kind of hold on to that moment when Lexi mentioned Joey's timing to Maria. And Maria, her face was so slight, but even her face perked up like, come again? And I think his timing, if it was a known issue or if it was a known, it was no knowledge to a lot of the women, it might be an issue for several of the women. You have Kelsey T, she's 31, you know. I don't know if a couple years engagement, a couple years marriage is going to fly with her either. And so, yeah, I just feel like if a lot of them knew, they maybe also would want to leave. Whether or not they would leave is the question. They might stick around for the fame, social media, whatever. But I think it would cause doubt in some people. And I feel like when we avoid the serious topics, it obviously allows us as the audience to, like, I think they do it because it allows the audience to, like, suspend their disbelief, you know, that much longer.
Yep.
I think it's no surprise that there's no cameras during the fantasy suites because that's where a lot of this conversation goes down. And if they were to show these conversations on camera, then the entire fabric of the show would, like, fall apart because it's all about the fantasy. So I really loved this episode for Lexi to kind of, like, you know, push her way through. And it's like, I have questions that I need to get addressed or I need to leave. And it really did just bring up the obvious, which we all know, but we kind of, again, suspend our disbelief just to watch the show. Just brings up the obvious impracticality of this show, that, like, there's a lot of serious topics and issues and logistics of life that are never really spoken about. And them avoiding it, it just brings into question, like, okay, the show obviously is, like, this is not real life at all. And and there's no surprise that a lot of these relationships don't work out at the end either. So, yeah. Anything you wanted to add, Stephanie?
I feel like in keeping with what you just said, there's always a question for me that if you have one person who all these people are vying for, does it create a false sense of, oh, I think I'm more into this person than I might be if you knew it was reciprocated? Right. So, like, let's say for somebody like Kelsey, who thinks she's really in love because, like, it's a competition and I'm not getting attention and that's making me feel insecure. So I'm going to feel like I won. And then the second, and this is a question because Joey's feeling like, okay, but is she, how does the lead know if the person actually is falling for you fair and square? Like, if you two were just dating in the real world, would this person actually be falling in love with you? Or is it so heightened because you're competing with other women that by the time it's the two of you and he gets on one knee, are you going to be like, oh shoot, I hadn't taken the time to feel, to wonder if I'm actually in love with you because I was so busy trying to get you to fall in love with me. And I wonder if that plays a part in it, that, like, once you have the person, you know, when you're pining for somebody and then they're into you and then you're like, oh, never mind. You know? I wonder if that causes some of the relationships to end, because the two, once the adrenaline and the heightened, not just the show, but the competition aspect of it, once that guy's like, no, I'm actually in love with you, you're like, oh wait, okay, now I got to catch up. And either I'm going to, if I actually have feelings for you, or if it was just, I was projecting all this stuff onto you because you were the bachelor. And I was told that you're the prize. So anyway, I'd be curious.
I think that's kind of, like, exactly it. Like, I think the bubble bursts at the end of the season. The bubble bursts for everybody, and now they're like, "Oh wait, okay. So I'm out of this competition now. I see this man just as this man. Let me ask some questions." And then they probably realize pretty quickly, like, "Oh, we don't align on, like, a lot of fundamentals."
So, I think that happened with Clayton for sure. With Sarah? No. What was her name? Oh my God.
Oh, she's fabulous. Susie.
Susie.
Yeah.
She went to that after the final rose and she was like, I guess he's my boyfriend, but we still live separately and I don't really know him like that. So I guess like she was not into it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, because he's, but he, in that case, he stopped being a prize by the end.
Instantly. Cornball.
Instantly. You don't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole. Oh, yeah. 10-foot pole. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Dang. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining
us. Yes.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This was so fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Please let everybody know where they can follow Rose Pricks and what you guys got going on.
Rose Pricks, you can listen to a lot of podcasts about the same topic. I know I do. So it's not a competition, but we cover The Bachelor and we also cover Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That. We watch that on Wednesday night. We record that on Thursdays. We put that out on Thursdays. And then we are doing our Love is Blind is on our Patreon, but we are covering that. And So Rose Pricks podcast. Rose Pricks. Thanks.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody. Go follow Rose Pricks on all of the things. Tune in every week for their recaps. And thank you guys for joining us. Find us on Instagram, TikTok, tags in your story, share us with the world. Join the Rose Garden on Patreon. Review, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, damn. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.